It's kind of interesting that Tyler is talking about the whole DJ Khaled situation now. I think he went on that Hot 97 radio interview for like an hour and a half. I was very surprised because Tyler doesn't really do interviews like that. He doesn't really like talk about drama like that. So I was very, you know, it was interesting. Like, I'm a fan of people who instead of talking about the drama, just kind of move on from it, because I feel like that's even more baller. I feel like that's even more gangster, just being like, you know, when a beef is happening, but you're not even like paying attention to it, but you're a part of it, but you're just like ignoring it. That's so awesome. I love that. But that's what Tyler the Creator did, you know, a couple years ago with DJ Khaled. But I mean, I guess he wanted to talk about it now. I mean, it's been 2 years, so it's fine. You know, the whole DJ Khaled and Tyler the Creator albums came out in the same week. This was Igor era. And Tyler beat DJ Khaled for the number one spot. That was when it was like, wow, Tyler has an audience. Because, you know, DJ Khaled, this icon, even though some people think he's corny, but at the same time, the man's an icon. He's been around hip-hop since 2003, 2005. So it was just very surprising. Seeing as if, like, you know, Igor wasn't like super poppy or rap. It wasn't super rappy. It wasn't super poppy. DJ Khaled was very poppy and very rappy. So, and then DJ Khaled, I remember, recorded videos like, no one's listening to this time to create an album in the clubs or in the car, blah, blah, blah. And that kind of really bothered me too. That bothered Tyler. Like, I was very, I didn't like that at all, because it does, like, just because a song isn't being played in the clubs, it's not even, like, it's not being played in strip clubs, it's not being played in, like, drinking, like, it's just, that doesn't mean anything. Like, the world's bigger than that. Like, you can listen to music anywhere, it doesn't matter. So, I thought that was very old school DJ Khaled, which DJ Khaled's been very, like, kind of popping. Like, he has reinvented his career. So I was very disappointed in that comment of his. And I said this on this podcast during that time too. But like, Tyler didn't say anything, and I loved that. But it's been 2 years, he said, but he was just saying how, like, he was disappointed because, like, he should have known that. Like, he should have had that self-awareness already, just because the song isn't being played in public areas, you know? So, Tyler even was like, yeah, DJ Khaled, that's his, like, identity, to be number one. No one cares about, like, number one albums anymore. Like, that game is so ugly. I know, like, the Migos thought they were going to lose to some other album that came out during that week. And they, like, added, like, six more songs real quick. Very trash songs, by the way. And it's just like, fam, stop making these 30-song albums just to get the number one spot. Like, for the music nerds, I feel like that bothers. For the public, whatever. But, like, that bothers me. It's just, like, it's ugly. It's just kind of, like, 30 songs? Just that you don't, like, it's just such a sacrifice. It's, like, give me 12 good songs and just cut the rest. It's just kind of wearisome and tiring. It's very tiring for me because I'm not going to listen to a 30-song album. I'm not going to listen to a 20-song unless you are like my top three artists or whatever. But it's just, I hate that game. And I hate just the streaming era a little bit. Like, that's the only part I hate about the streaming era. Whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I get the game, but it's ugly sometimes. What else?